Hello, my name is Oliver Newcomb. I'm a student here at Michaelwood College, and we have been participating in the Finding Your Voice radio training program with Colne Radio. Now I'm going to hand over to some of our students on the iMedia course who interviewed each other as part of the program.
I'm Max and I'm here at Markfield College. So a course by Colne Radio called Finding Your Voice, and it's part of the Creative iMedia course. So you learn stuff about radio skills, and then you get to choose songs to be played, and then there's like music presentation. And what I enjoyed most about this course is the music choice. It allowed me to research the music I love. And Mason, what do you like about the course?
It's given me more confidence.
That's good. Definitely gave me like a bit more confident. I'm very confident as it is, but it gave me even more, which I always want more.
What's happening?
Hi, my name is Mason, and the track I've chose is Drag Me Down by One Direction.
I've got fire for a heart, I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul, and baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only.
Ever behind me, all these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
Ever behind me, all these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
I am Mason. I'm here at Markfield College. I'm joined by Max.
Hi.
Hi. So how long have you been at Markfield College?
I started Markfield College in September 2023, so I've been here for a couple years now.
Okay, and what's your favourite subject?
iMedia.
And what do you like about it?
Well, I like favourite things to do in iMedia is Photoshop, really like editing and all that, and yeah, enjoyed making video games as well, and it took a very long time for that unit.
What do you like to do in your spare time outside of college?
I like to go out and buy CDs and then go home and listen to them. I like to play games as well, yeah, really enjoying that.
What is your favourite type of music?
Like hip-hop music. My favourite R&B tenor as well.
Do you have a favourite musical artist?
I'll give you some of them. Kendrick Lamar, one of my favourites. Tupac's also up there as well. Kanye West. Like a lot of Justin Bieber as well. And Chris Brown's really good as well.
What are your top three songs?
Daisies by Justin Bieber is one of my favourites. Too Late by SZA I'm really enjoying. Probably been my most listened song this month. And then Stronger by Kanye West has been one of my favourite songs for the past couple years now.
Okay.
And yeah, I really like the album. It's from Graduation.
I'm going to be playing Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA. So the song was released on the 29th of November 2024 on the same day as GNX. The album came from GNX, which is Kendrick Lamar's sixth album. This song was very successful, especially in America, where it spent 13 weeks at number one, and it's the longest time spent for a number one song this year. It was performed at the Super Bowl halftime show earlier this year when Kendrick Lamar headlined. It was really good performance, but I like the song specifically because I really like the chemistry like between Kendrick Lamar and SZA. It really shows how well they work together.
If this world were mine,
hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, fire, fire. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world come be. Flowers grow all day. She only do what she know. Weekends get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
This world.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody's no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see when you wanna see.
If this world
it got in.
Time I turn it off, just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off, just so I can turn you on, baby.
Weekends get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
And I'm with
Sam.
Sam, so explain to our audience about Warhammer.
So Warhammer is a role-playing board game set in a world where there's only war. Like, there is no peace at all, no one's friends with anyone. Yeah, it's all about violence and gore.
All right, and what's the objective of the game?
The objective is to either... It could be anything, like capture the objective, eliminate the enemy, destroy a very important person in their team. It could be anything.
Are you any good?
I don't know.
How did you get into Warhammer?
Well, I went into this shop and I just saw some minifigures. And I thought, interesting. And then I started to get into Warhammer.
What are some of the characters that you can get?
Well, you can get the Space Marines, the Necrons, the Orcs. Could be there are a lot of different factions in the world.
What's your favourite faction?
Necrons.
Is there any reason why?
Because they're skeleton-like robots who sold their souls to become immortal.
Right. And what does that intend?
It intends that they have no soul and they just want to destroy enemies.
Is there any other characters in Warhammer that you can name?
There's Tau Empire, there's Eldar, there's Custodes, the Battle Sisters, the Cadians, also known as Astra Militarum, and Mechanicus.
What do they look like?
The Mechanicus?
Or on any of them?
Oh, okay. So the Mechanicus, they're like servants of the Space Marines. And they like wear red so the colour red for them is a symbol of their planet Mars. It's like their machine god thing, I don't know. Don't know much about the Mechanicus, but yeah. They're a bit rude because they're smart.
Is there a place where people can learn more about Warhammer?
Well, there's clubs, shops, and events, and there's also Warhammer TV, their own website, I think.
Okay, on the topic of the clubs, what day and what time do the clubs run?
Well, here at the library, the day is on Wednesday, but it's like late in the day.
So do you know what time?
No, I don't know what time.
Is there games of the board game Warhammer?
Yeah.
What can you play them on?
Some of them on PlayStation, most of them on mobile or PC, and there's a possibility of Xbox.
Do you play what the Warhammer games on?
I play Space Marine 2.
And what does that entail?
It's where you play as this protagonist who becomes a captain at the end of the game. And his name is Titus. And he's being accused of being a heretic.
And what is a heretic?
Well, they're basically known as Chaos Space Marines, who betrayed the Emperor of mankind.
Who is the Emperor?
He's like this powerful god. Who apparently lives in Turkey. Hello, my name is Sam, and I'm going to talk about Warhammer Club. So, Warhammer Club starts at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday at the Marketfield College, and it is hosted by Kaylee. The benefits of going to the Warhammer Club are to make new friends, build and paint miniatures, and play the board game. You should go because you can talk to new friends about Warhammer, and you can find your favourite faction. This could include Orcs, Necrons, or Chaos Marines, etc. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day. Hello, my name is Samuel, and this is Demons Front by Imagine Dragons. It spent 12 weeks in top 10, and it became number one in 4 different positions, and the producer was Alex Duckett.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom,
the sinner's cross. So they dug your grave in the masquerade. Looking calling out at the mess you've made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come.
To Com Radio 106.6 FM online and on your smart speaker.
I'm Oliver Newcombe and I'm here with Tommy Martin.
Hello, Oliver.
What do you like most about Markerfield School and why? Markerfield College and why?
I'd probably say, I don't know, I just quite like it. It's quite an accepting, like, community, really, because obviously we've all got special needs and they're really, like, open to it all and, like, supporting of, like, the students with it. And I think they give them the help that they need, and I think that's quite, you know, quite respectable. So I think that's something I quite like about the college, I think, yeah.
What course are you currently doing here?
I'm currently doing iMedia, which is taught by Mr. Galloway, and it's basically to do with all things, like, sort of, you know, online, like, on the computers, or, like, with advertising or using Photoshop, sort of stuff like that. And at the moment we're doing this sort of radio broadcast type of little project, which is quite good actually. So yeah,
it's quite fun,
isn't it? Yeah,
I'm really enjoying it so far.
Me too.
What teachers do you have here?
I've got about four, which is just my tutor. I used to have more, but obviously there's classes I don't do anymore, which is obviously I, you know, don't have them teachers anymore. But I've got four at the minute, which is Miss Copsey, which is my form tutor. I've got Mr. Galloway, my media teacher, and then I've got Miss Morphew as my employability teacher, and then I've also got Miss Neil as my maths teacher, and they're all right teachers, especially Mr. Galloway, I must say, because, you know, he's my media teacher and all. But yeah, not too many, that's about it really. Yeah,
which one of them's your favourite?
Thing I just sort of let on, but Mr. Galloway, he's good, because he's got good humour, and he mixes the lessons, you know, he's not too serious, he's quite laid back, you know, sort
yeah,
of guy.
Yeah, makes the lessons entertaining.
Yeah, they're like fun, he makes it, do you know what I mean, he makes lessons enjoyable and engaging in like a fun way, and I really respect that, and it's, you know, I share the same interests with him, so I can sort of have a good little waffle with
him. Like relate to him.
That's it, yeah, basically, yeah. So yeah, I'd definitely say him, yeah, he's a geezer, yeah.
What's your favourite thing you've done in the iMedia course?
I'm not sure. I'd probably just say learning how to use Photoshop, because I always wanted to learn how to use like Photoshop when I was younger, but obviously I never had like the chance to learn it. And then obviously I come here and then Sir's like, all right, we're going to be teaching you how to use, you know, the tools and stuff, and just learning how to use the tools and, you know, like, you know, cutting images out and sticking them together and stuff. I don't know, it's really interesting.
Yeah, I still find it a bit complicated.
And it's fair enough. I'm probably a bit rusty myself, but I really do like using Photoshop. So I'd probably just say learning Photoshop, you know. Yeah.
What else do you like about Markerfield College?
I like that they've got like a team of people you can speak to if you're stressed or struggling through the day, so I think that's quite good. Like, they take the students' like mental health and wellbeing into consideration, so I think that's quite good. They've hired people just, you know, sort of for that job. And yeah, I'd probably just say that really. Yeah, I think that's a really good asset the college has, yeah.
What do you do for your work experience?
So there's two different things I've done for my work experience, but I'll go through them with you. So my first one is I'm a studio engineer. Well, not studio engineer, I'm studio technician, but training up to be studio engineer. So I work at Hanford Studio, which is in Harwich, in Little Oakley. And basically people can come in and record their tracks and stuff like that. And I sort of learn and I sort of do the mic placements and the techniques of recording the instruments or the amplifiers or whatever it may be. And then we put it through Pro Tools, and then we, what do you call it, each track we mix. So we obviously mix all the sort of bits and bobs with it, really. Mix it all together until it all sounds, you know, clear and polished and stuff like that, and put it all together. And obviously then we've got our tracks then that bands can use to put out onto streaming platforms. So that's what we do, and that's what I'm practicing at the minute. I've got my own little lodge there that me and my brother use, that we're using to record some of our own stuff and mix other things. So it's quite enjoyable. So that's what I'm doing at the minute. And then alongside that, which I'm not doing anymore, but I was a music teacher, so I'd go into places like Marketfield College and the Marketfield School as well, with We Are Music, which is a charity for helping young people get involved with the music industry. And we'd brought instruments in and we taught them how to play in bands and stuff like that, and obviously it's really good for their well-being and that sort of thing. So I did that and I really enjoyed it, and I learned that I'm good with working with children, which I never knew I actually was. So it's just sort of opened my eyes to what I'm capable of, which, you know, I'm really appreciative of it. That's about it, yeah. That's sort of what I do for my work experience, yeah.
Would you like to be a musician one day?
I probably would like to be a musician because it's one of my passions, and throughout my whole life it's sort of the only thing I've ever been good at, and I've just sort of put all my time and energy into it. And I've been playing since I was like 14, and now I'm 18, so about 4 years, but I've just sort of put all my energy and time into it, and I used to practice for hours and hours a day. So I'm hoping to eventually do something in the music industry that, you know, can like sustain me or whatever, but I just love it, you know, I'm just mad about it, really, yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Hopefully just, you know, gigging and doing stuff with my studio work and stuff. I'd love to like eventually work in a studio or something like that, and then just gig with my band and try and obviously get our original music out there, and just, you know, it doesn't matter if we make it or not, I just like making memories. But hopefully just gigging with my bands, studio work as I said, and anything else, that's about it really, just, you know, having fun, yeah. My band's right, we're called Bloom, and we're indie rock bands from Essex, but we also play pop and alternative tracks as well. We're on social media and we do take bookings actually, so if you have any inquiries about us, our Instagram is bloom.officialband and our Facebook is bloomofficial. As I said, we do take bookings, so if you're interested, please do contact us if you're interested at any point during this sort of promotion. We mainly do covers, but we're going to start focusing on more original tracks coming soon. We've been together for about a year, so we've got quite congealed and tight with each other. We do consistent rehearsals every week to make sure we're on top of our game and bring you the best service possible. And as a bit of evidence that we're somewhat all right, we actually came second in Battle of the Bands yesterday with Jerick Sands Performing Arts, so, and we took home some money, so that's quite good actually. But that's about all the information about my band really, if you're interested. We're a four piece, and yeah, I was gonna ask you, Alex, you've been to many of our gigs, what was your sort of review about us be?
Yeah, I went to see them quite a few times, play all sorts of music, play all sorts of stuff for everyone, includes everyone, it's pretty good.
That's good, I appreciate that, Alex. Well, that's about my bands. If any of you are interested, please contact our social medias, and we also have business cards. Thank you very much. And the song I've chosen is Acquiesce by Oasis, because they're very big inspirations on me. I'm quite into music myself, and I quite like it because both the brothers sing on it, and I think it's quite a good tune. And it's the B-side, some might say, that come out in 1999, so that's the track I've picked to be played.
I
You're listening to Colne Radio 106.6 FM online and on your smart speaker.
So, Alex, tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm Alex. I'm 19 and I go to Markfield College.
Yeah.
Did used to go to the school, but yeah. I've been at the college since September 2023.
Yeah. So, Nat, so what's your favourite subject?
Me personally, I have to go with our media.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like photoshopping, like doing different pictures and like putting them, overlaying them on backgrounds and doing like making games as well, like make and stuff like that.
Yeah. What was your favourite type of video game to make?
Well, I made a platformer. It's like a bit like Mario, or whatever. You know, you have to like jump on the blocks and like jump on the mushrooms. I was making that. You have to make some problem solving game, and then I made some like snake game.
Yeah,
which took a while, but I got there in the end. It was alright, but not my favourite.
Yeah. Do you have any other subjects you like?
Other than that, PE, I'd say.
What do you like about PE?
It gets you going, and it's like energetic and that, and it's like you do different like sports like football, basketball, badminton, and stuff like that. But my favourite, I reckon, is like tennis, because that's more like it's more fun. Because if you play football, your legs are going to get broken.
All right. Do you have a least favourite subject?
Maths. It's too complex, man. It's too hard. Like, if you want to learn a bit of algebra, mate, you got to do like 20 quadrillion steps, or whatever. Like I'm solving string theory or something. You know what I mean? It's a bit too complicated for this old brain. You know what I mean? But I don't know the basics, or whatever. You know, like multiplication, like division, and like plusing, and like somewhat dividing's like it's a bit dodgy, but I can somewhat get around it, maybe. You know what I mean? But other than that, I just don't like maths at all. It's just complicated for me.
Yeah, that's completely understandable. And focusing outside of college, what do you like to do, like interest-wise?
Sometimes I like go out for walks and just go wherever I just feel like going. And I might make my way back home, even if I don't know where I am. Just exist at home and just like chill out or whatever. Just like put on a bit of like TV, like South Park or like something, or like a film maybe.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the interview today.
Oh, you're so welcome, man. Pleasure. Up next, you've got Zombie by Youngblood. It's a love letter for nurses, and it's nominated for a Grammy alongside his album Idols. It's also nominated for a Grammy too. Last.
just a figment of the fools, a blank stare. They don't care. Say your prayers. You're almost there. But it's running now. It's
Sam, and I'm here with
Oliver.
Okay, and today we'll be talking about FIFA. So what do you like about FIFA?
Ooh, what do I like about it? Everything about it, really. I don't know. It's just a football game.
Ah.
Really interested in football.
Do you play it a lot?
A lot, I do. Almost every day at this point.
What do you play it on?
I play it on Xbox. But you can play it on, like, PlayStation, PC, Nintendo as well, if you really wanted.
What's your favourite team?
Favourite team to use? Don't really have a favourite, to be honest.
What team do you use the most?
I use all sorts, from every different country. It doesn't matter. I don't have a favourite team to use.
Do you play as the manager?
Yeah, you can also be a player and then retire, but I much prefer manager career mode, because it's always been better.
What is manager career mode?
You take over a team and just lead them to glory.
And do you?
Most of the time. Most of the time I do, getting the boot. But
have you won any cup?
Yeah, I don't know how many, but I have won a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Today's song we're going to play peaked number one in several different countries. The release date was May 25th, 2018, from the album Bell Bongs and Bentleys, produced by Frank Dukes and Lewis Bell. This is Better Now by Post Malone. Cue the music.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you second to the band, so you're not even speaking to my friends, no. You know all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow them out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see your dresser with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas, Jonas. Trying to forget, but I can't get it out of my head. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said it, I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you seen you with your other dude. He seemed like it was pretty cool.
over you. Life, it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another foreign or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life has changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I say that.
Listening to Colne Radio 106.6 FM online and on your smart speaker.
Hello, my name is Oliver Newcomb and I'm honoured to be joined by one of the teachers here at Markfield College, Mr. Galloway.
Good morning, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. So what is Markfield College?
So Markfield College is a college that is aimed at providing students with additional needs at the best possible start to their careers. The idea is that we have vocational courses that would hopefully lead into paid employment once the students leave here. But we also provide students with vital life skills and the tools to sort of lead as much of an independent life as is possible.
What made you want to join Markfield College in the first place?
So I've been in education now as a teacher for roughly 21 years, and I've spent a long time in a mainstream school. And then when my son was born, he was diagnosed with ADHD, and it immediately made me sort of reevaluate what I wanted to do as a teacher. And I pestered, and I used this word pestered in the truest sense, I pestered the senior leadership team at Markfield to give me a job, and I knocked on a lot of doors, and eventually I was offered a job as a media teacher here, and I've never looked back. It's the best thing I've ever done, and I just look forward to work every single day.
What is iMedia?
So iMedia is it's a study of the world of media, and that covers a lot of ground. But essentially, we look at TV, radio, publishing, online aspects, app development, that sort of thing, but with a specific focus on video games, pre-production techniques, and advertising and branding. Those are the sort of three areas that we're sort of focusing on with the course. But then in year 14, once the students have finished the course, there's then an opportunity to develop other valuable skills, which is kind of where Colne Radio come in at the moment. They're offering us the chance to do something that we wouldn't normally be able to offer in our curriculum. And I think it's a really valuable opportunity and a great chance for you guys to sort of experience something different.
Absolutely. What is the impact of Colne Radio visiting us?
Well, as I said, I think it's another aspect, another sort of string to the students' bows. But I think more importantly than that, I think it's a real confidence building exercise. And looking from the outside in, I've seen a number of students, yourself included,
yep,
growing confidence as a result of this. And I think that's worth its weight in gold. I think for a student like yourself who would be quite shy, I think for you to be able to express yourself, speak confidently, interview confidently. These are skills that can be applied across a range of different jobs, not just in the media industry, but in, you know, multiple industries. So I think it's absolutely a valuable exercise, and I think that the students that I've seen in this class really getting hold of this and really sort of getting stuck in, they've grown in confidence, they've learned some really, really excellent skills, technical and otherwise, and I think it's just a wonderful thing for you guys to be doing.
Yeah, because if you told me I was doing con radio about 5 years ago, I wouldn't have,
and this is no disrespect to yourself, I wouldn't have said that you would have taken this to the lengths that it's gone to, and I think I'm particularly impressed with the way that your confidence has grown as a result of this, so kudos to you.
same as well. How does Con Radio tie into what students are studying?
So I think it's particularly useful with the pre-production techniques, because with that particular unit, which is an exam-based unit, we have to look at planning, we have to look at paperwork, which nobody really loves, and we have to look at turning a concept into a reality, and I think that's exactly what you're doing here. You're planning, you're thinking about the sort of questions that you're going to be asking, you're mapping things out, making sense of, putting things in an organized fashion. You know, like we talked about Gantt charts ages and ages and ages ago?
Yeah.
This is like a living, breathing Gantt chart type of thing. So I think actually it's just supporting that, and it's also developing the skills that you've already established throughout the course. So I think it kind of dovetails beautifully in with what we've been doing throughout the course, and extends those skills and gives a sort of a realistic sort of a real world scenario, because I think so far we've been working in a little bubble, in a little MFC shaped bubble, where the students kind of learn practical skills, learn these sort of techniques, but they're not able to apply them in a real world scenario, whereas I think this, you can actually see how it would work in a real radio station, in a real sort of scenario like that. So I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and it might lead the students to go into radio
crossed.
Themselves.
Fingers crossed. If you become famous one day, Ollie, you know, like famous DJ,
yeah.
I'd just like you to remember who your media teacher was.
Don't, I won't forget. That.
Okay.
I won't forget about you. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I can come back and visit if
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
And thank you guys for listening. Cue the music.
Take care.
Right, hello Connor, how are you?
Good.
So what track have you picked as your favourite song?
I have picked Tell Me What You Have Done.
And who is it by?
I can't pronounce that.
Berenika?
Yeah.
So what kind of a band are they?
Indie new wave band.
Okay, and what album is this track from?
Creatures of the Night.
And when did that album come out?
2024.
Excellent. And why do you like this track in particular?
Because it gives off the vibe of my personality.
Brilliant. Thank you for chatting to me.
Thank you.
name's Tommy and you've been listening to Calm Radio along with the students at Markfield College, and my favourite part of the course has been how involved the tutors get you with the creative process of the project. Everyone feels included and it is a very enjoyable process. Thank you.
My name is Alex and my favourite part of this course is talking about music in the interviews.
Hi, my name is Max. My favourite part of this course has been practicing my interview abilities. I was very confident before, but now I'm like really confident.
By local people, for local people. Broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days. This is Colne Radio 106.6.